We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, we have been spending time in Psalm 34, looking at one particular section, verses 9 through 16. And I want to draw your attention there again today. Verse 9 begins with, "O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him." And then he goes down in verse 11 and says, "Come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord." Now, there's something that you can and I can learn from this passage of Scripture. First of all, the fear of the Lord is not something that we're born with. That's something good to know, because that means that I can learn it. You know, some people, and I missed out on the sports element. I played sports when I was a kid, but I wasn't very good. As a matter of fact, I have the splinter still in my backside from riding pine as a t-baller and a baseballer. I spent a lot of time on the board, and I wasn't that good. When I got to high school, I got a job, and I worked, and I'd go to watch the games, but I didn't play. I missed out. It just wasn't natural with me, and I was a little disappointed that I couldn't do all those things. I've never been able to dunk a ball. Even if I put it down to 6 foot, it's a struggle. So I've never been able to do like what they do in the NBA. Never hit a home run. As far as baseball was concerned growing up, never hit a home run. Just didn't have that in me, and that can be disappointing. And some people might say, "Well, I wasn't born with the fear of God, so there's nothing I can do about it." Oh, you've got that wrong. Because the Bible says here, and the encouragement comes from the psalmist, "Come ye children, hearken unto me." First of all, you got to give your ear to the teacher. And the second thing is, "Come and I will teach you the fear of the Lord." It's something that can be learned. We need to know that, because if we're going to enjoy the promise that's given in verse 9, "For there is no want to them that fear him," we have to fear him. We've got to learn how to do that. And what has been forgotten today in the church? Teaching children the fear of the Lord. We're living in a generation that's growing up. There's no fear of the Lord being taught. There's no concept or idea of even how to do it, because we spend so little time in God's Word that we don't know how to teach it. So even if we had the kids come around, we wouldn't know what we were doing, because we've not spent time. In the Psalms and in the Proverbs, over and over again, are lessons on how to teach the fear of the Lord. And I want to encourage, especially our young people here, some of them newly married, some wanting to get married, some in middle school and high school aspiring for that day when they get married. But you need to know something. You need to know how important it is to teach children the fear of the Lord, because you're setting them up for serious failure. They will not come to him when he calls. Kind of like what Dr. Watt was talking about in Sunday school. The Holy Spirit calls. And what's the answer? No. 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 Why? Because they weren't taught the fear of the Lord. You know what the fear of the Lord does? It puts you in a place to say yes. I want you to mark it down today. You heard it. When you teach children the fear of the Lord, you put them in a place of saying yes to the gospel. It's basic. Understand. That's why the Lord says the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of knowledge, is the fear of the Lord. And what is in knowledge? The gospel. The gospel that Jesus Christ loved us and he came and he died for us, and he made a way of salvation. But you have to come to the place where you repent and believe that gospel. And you're more likely to do that if you've been taught the fear of the Lord. May God help us to never forget that as parents and grandparents. Do you want your kids in the place where they'll say yes to the truth of the gospel? I don't think there's a parent who says, "No, I don't want that for my child." Well, you have to follow God's Word and put them in that place where they can say yes when the Spirit speaks to their heart. Do I hear an amen? Amen.